Hello, Susie, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
So, Susie, today is February the 9th. Is Chinese New Year always on February the 9th?
No, it changes every year. It depends on the moon. New Year's Day is always on the first day of a new moon.
Okay. And each New Year is named after a different animal, is that right?
Yes. So, 2003 was the year of the sheep, 2004, the year of the monkey, and so on.
I see.
Yes, we think it is a very simple and practical system. People don't have to remember their age. They just say, I was born in the year of the snake, or I was born in the year of the horse.
Yes, I see what you mean. So how long do you normally celebrate for?
We celebrate from the new moon to the full moon. That's 2 weeks.
Wow, that's a long time. And what kind of things do you do to celebrate?
We put up lots of decorations in the house. We decorate the rooms with flowers and oranges. Oranges bring happiness, and plates of sweets. People normally put on red clothes because it's a bright, happy colour and brings us good luck in the future. And we always spend lots of time with our relatives. In fact, Chinese New Year is a time when we pray and give thanks to past generations, you know, to our grandparents' grandparents.
I see. And what about fireworks? Do you set off fireworks?
Of course. The Chinese have always loved fireworks. We invented them, didn't you know?
Oh, really?
Yes. Setting off fireworks on New Year's Eve is the Chinese way of sending out the old year and welcoming in the new year. Also, at exactly midnight on New Year's Eve, we open every door in the house and even all the windows to allow the old year to go out.
Uh-huh. It sounds really interesting and great fun. Well, thank you very much, Susie, for coming in and talking to us. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the New Year celebrations.
Thank you.